Hey, business building warrior, welcome to Silent Sales Machine Radio. We are rapidly approaching 800 episodes. Can you believe it? 6 million downloads. Are you kidding me? On iTunes alone. Maybe you're watching on YouTube today. About 5% or so of our audience does that as well. But wherever you're listening or watching from today, thanks for hanging out with us. I've got a great interview today with yet another successful student from the Proven Amazon course. That's right. This podcast is dedicated to sharing hundreds of success stories from students of ProvenAmazonCourse.com, the longest running Amazon seller training in the industry. That's pretty incredible, isn't it? With all the different options you have out there, we've been doing it longer than anyone. We've coached 10,000 people over the last 20 years in e-commerce. We've got 60 coaches right now on our team who are teaching people how to use the internet creatively to launch and grow the business of their dreams. And all of those coaches have something in common, like our guest today. They've used the concepts from the Proven Amazon course to build a beautiful business. And now, in the case of our coaches, they're helping others do the exact same thing. If you want to hear more information about our coaching program, go to silentgym.com/book-a-call. You can get on our calendar, have a chat with us about your business. We want to hear where you are now, where you're trying to get, and see if we can help you accomplish that journey. In a lot of cases, we will be able to help you. In some cases, all you need is some free resources. We'll give those to you. It's just a friendly chat, no pressure. We'd love to meet you. So do that sometime soon. silentgym.com/book-a-call. Let's have a conversation. But today's guest, his name's Patrick. Like I said, he's one of the great students from the Proven Amazon course. He's built a beautiful business. It hasn't been all sunshine and roses. He heard about us. He said it's been a few years back, well before COVID. And he started playing around, started making some money, quit his job. And then his job called him back and said, hey, they offered him some money. They needed him back. So he's been doing both for a while now. But last year, he sold almost $500,000 online with just a couple products because he's into branded bundles, which is one of the strategies we teach. It's a slightly more advanced strategy, meaning until you've sold a few things on Amazon, you are not ready to jump into branded bundles. But once you have a little momentum, you can certainly get into branded bundles, which simply involves bringing popular, recognized branded products that you're allowed to sell on Amazon into a bundle listing on Amazon with another product that's under your brand, which involves setting up a brand, trademark, brand registry, all that. We teach you how to do that in a course called Proven Branded Bundles, which by the time you hear this, that course is due to be added to our collection, our library of Amazon seller training at provenamazoncourse.com, the only Amazon seller training you'll ever need. It's all in there. So as you hear Patrick's story today, and he's talking about replens, that's the strategy where we start virtually all new sellers in our community, helping to serve the underserved shelf space at Amazon is the way to think about it. Amazon has 150 warehouses in the United States and they want to sell everything to anybody, anytime and get it there fast. They can't order enough product to do it. We teach you how to find those underserved listings and put inventory where people are eagerly snapping it up at a profitable price to you and they're grateful for the speed and convenience. That opportunity is huge. Once you understand that basic opportunity, very low risk, very low learning curve, very high odds of success. Once that's rolling, wow, a whole new world of new opportunities open up to you. One of them is what we're going to talk about today with Patrick, branded bundles. And with, again, just a handful of branded bundles, three at this time, he's done $500,000 of business. Pretty incredible. While working full time, he's got a full-time job. Pretty cool stuff. He's going to share all the details about this so you can be inspired and encouraged. And like I said, if you're ready to jump into a community of other people doing this, get over to silentgym.com, check out our free Facebook group. You'll see 75,000 of us hanging out in there all day, every day, talking about these concepts and how you can begin to wade into these waters with us. One last thing I want to mention before we bring Patrick on the line, we have our annual live event coming up in Orlando in May of 2024. Get all the details at this website. Okay, it's a three-word website. Remember this. Three words, theprovenconference.com. Get over there, grab a ticket, come hang out with us. Hundreds of people are already registered. Plan to come a couple days early and stay a couple days later at the resort discount rate that we've negotiated for you. A beautiful resort right next to SeaWorld. This is a Hilton property. It's phenomenal. You get all the details at theprovenconference.com. 40 breakout sessions with the successful students and coaches on our team. We're not bringing in a bunch of celebrities who can talk about their latest best-selling book. No, we're bringing in real people who are building real businesses, telling you exactly how they did what they did. And it's people from our community, in some cases, who've never presented before, but they've got a killer story and great ideas to share with the rest of us. That's what our 40 breakout sessions are all about. Can't wait to see you in Orlando. Bring your family. Very family-friendly resort. Like I said, right next to SeaWorld. Plenty of sessions on the schedule where anyone can attend. Anyone in your family, anyone who comes with you can attend the opening session, my wife's sessions. That's for the family and spouses of crazy entrepreneurs. They have a good time in there. So you'll see a good number of things on the calendar for people who even aren't even registered. So come on down. Let's have a good time in Orlando. Well, let's jump over to Patrick. We're using first name only today because we've noticed when we use first and last name, quite often people get a lot of email and correspondence. So we're going to do first name only today so we don't distract Patrick with a bunch of emails, but this is someone you can certainly meet in our community. He's planning tentatively to come to Orlando as well. Good chance to see him there. Thanks for joining Patrick and I. Let's jump in and hear his story. So Patrick, welcome to Silent Sales Machine Radio. Good to see you today, my friend.
Hey, Jim. It's good to be here. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
We've been trying to schedule this for a while, as so many of the great episodes end up being a bit of a trick with people with busy schedules. But man, I can't wait to hear your story. Let's dive into it if you're ready.
Yes, I'm happy to be here. I know we've been missing each other, and I definitely do have a story. As far as how I came upon e-commerce, it first started when I saw my wife selling clothing on the Mercari app. I'm sure you're familiar with that one. It's similar to Poshmark.
Sure.
And so she was packaging some products and sending them out. And I was curious of what she was doing. And she explained it to me. And I thought it was so neat that she was making money online just on the side because we both had jobs. So I started looking into the app. And then the first thing I started doing was looking around my house on what to sell. And I ended up going with used video games. And so like a lot of people in this community, I also started garage selling. And that's also how I came upon the e-commerce venture. I even bid online on shopgoodwill.com. That was way back before a lot of people knew about it. And you could get some really good deals. And I would refurbish Super Nintendos and Nintendos and just kind of YouTube how to fix them. And then things started getting a bit escalated. My interest was peaked, to say the least, because I started seeing some money coming in. And
yeah. Now, when was
I started
this?
Watching.
When was this when you were refurbishing video game control units? That sounds pretty awesome, by the way. I love that. And flipping those. What year are we talking?
On the timeline, we're sitting around 2017. So.
Okay.
You have to say pre-pandemic now.
Exactly.
2017, pre-pandemic. Yeah, exactly. Sure. So this is around 2017. I started watching YouTube videos. I remember seeing one about a gentleman talking about selling paracord bracelets and private labeling them from China. And I thought that was super neat. I just didn't understand how he was doing it. And he was selling on Amazon as well. And I tucked that away in my memory banks because I just figured it was too complicated. I even looked at Amazon and tried to create an account and I felt overwhelmed. So what I did end up doing though was looking at Alibaba and because that was what he referenced and just kind of skimming the website. Eventually I reached out to somebody and I did a wholesale order from Alibaba. And this was a risky thing, and I didn't know I was doing it at the time. I ended up selling knockoff or counterfeit cartoon character wallets and hoodies. I didn't know at the time that's what I was getting, but they sold really fast. I basically tried to repeat that process the following year, and they didn't sell at all. I realized the reason they sold fast was because it was during Q4. Things just happened to line up with that business venture. So fast forward about a year or so down the line, I was actually deciding to save up for a business, and me and my wife moved into my mother-in-law's house. I had a partner that was starting an import business, but it ended up falling through. So at that time, I decided to take the e-commerce venture serious. And I started looking online again about Amazon. And I found a YouTuber. And I know you've heard this story 1,000 times, but he was preaching the private label process. And I followed this guy's course to the T. I got the Amazon account finally. I created an LLC, which I had no business doing at the time. I reached out to Alibaba again, and that's the one thing I did feel comfortable about because I had already reached out to them before, so I felt like familiarity at that point. So I ended up getting a huge private label order of these little things, and I still have it. This was back in about 2019.
You still have a lot of them, do you?
I finally sold them all off maybe about 2 years ago, but I got about 250 of these. I spent about $5,000-$6,000 for the whole process, and it was just a big mess. And it ended up staying in a warehouse for a good couple of years.
Yeah.
I eventually recalled it and resent it out once I got a little bit more tips, but that's when I found the Silent Sales Group. Found sales team, actually. Because I had got myself into this mess, I started checking out Facebook groups, trying to get assistance, and I was in one, and that's when somebody mentioned, check out this group. These guys are honest, and they'll help you. They offer coaching, and it was more or less everything that I was looking for. I joined the group, and I more or less was asking questions about my private label item. And people were telling me kind of, more or less, you shouldn't have done that. And why don't you start out with this? And it happened to be the replens. And so I
Patrick, before we go further, I want to keep the listeners up to speed on some of the themes that you've talked about, because this might be someone's first podcast
I've
heard of ours, right? So let me just fill in a couple blanks, and then we'll dive into what happened next when you discovered our community and discovered the replens process. So like you mentioned, yeah, we have heard this story thousands of times from students in our community who, you know, they jumped onto some YouTube video where someone was talking about launching a new product, sourcing from China, private label. And from our vantage point, we see at best about 5% of the students who go down that road as a new seller succeed. So we don't teach that to new sellers. Launching new products is not a game that should ever be played by people who are new to Amazon selling. So I'm sorry that happened to you, but I've heard stories way worse than the one you just shared. I mean, I've heard tens of thousands of dollars of inventory stuck in the garage and they can't park their cars. I've heard those stories so many times because they just jump in too far, too deep, too fast, overcommit, try to throw more good money after bad money to dig out and really create a mess. That's why we started telling all of our new students to start with replens, lower risk, smaller learning curve. You're earning money as you learn. You don't have to wait months to start seeing the payout, and you're learning the landscape. So just wanted to throw that out there for anyone who hadn't heard us talk about those things before, but I'd love to hear how it went. At what point in time are we now? Because we started off 2017. You know, here we are early 2024. You know, where are we at in the timeline right now as you're jumping into our Facebook group and starting to learn replens?
This is around mid-2019, and you could be more right because I did kind of skim over the process of my private label, but there was a lot of issues, stuff that I look back on now and I can't imagine how I did it. Mm-hmm. One of them was trying to organize the tariffs and getting the tariff code for that product that I was selling. And because I listed it as a piece of glass instead of just all wood, it just ended up being a mess.
Yeah, and there's a thousand things that can go wrong. And it's borderline irresponsible from my vantage point for anyone to teach Amazon private label strategies to someone who's never sold physical products online before or haven't had significant success. We around here, we say you're ready to start thinking about launching your own product once you have about a $30,000 a month business that's running a very stable, profitable business. Now we can start thinking about it. And you may still not want to do it. That's how we teach it. But yeah, I'm so sorry for what you went through, but I'm glad we've created a much better story now. I know a bit of the end of the story from yours. So
yeah. It does have a, yeah. And it's actually, I mean, I feel like I'm still in the process of a lot of it, but I mean, I did learn a lot. Wish it didn't come at the expense of me doing that $5,000 deal, but it honestly did teach me a few things. I learned how to create stuff that you could have learned for much cheaper, I will say. But I've learned how to create the listing, do the thank you cards way pricier that way to learn, obviously. But there were small things that I took away from that and all the mistakes that I made. So back on the timeline, so we're sitting in 2019. And then so the replans, which is, and I know we're going to cater or tailor to anybody that might not have heard this before. It's when you buy a product from a store, you sell it on Amazon, and you know you can fulfill that product again. People are going to continue to buy it. And so you can find a bunch of those products in your local grocery stores or even online. And I'm in South Texas. We have HEB down here. And I couldn't stop finding stuff at HEB. It was a bit of a, I guess, a mess at the house because you're constantly going and buying different products. But you do learn a lot about what the market wants as far as if depending on, I was in the food category. So depending on the season, you get some ideas. I signed up for coaching around 2020 after a year of being in the group. And so this was a big part of the story for me, because at this time, COVID hit, and then my job, I do medical billing, they sent us home to work, and then my sales also spiked. So at that point, I felt like I can make a leap and quit my job and then run with the Amazon business full time. And so actually did do that a year or two. I did that for a year and I went back to my job, but it just proves how hard it really can be to run your life solely on a business if you're not fully prepared. The replans was great. I just found that it wasn't enough to support myself and my wife at the time. I didn't go back to my job. I didn't seek them out. They actually called me back. And so I went back after a year of being with the business alone. But I should mention, during that time, I had a coach. And I had about two sessions. It was Teresa Rose, and she was a great coach. I was attempting to learn wholesale. But at that point, I felt like I wasn't experienced enough to capture everything that she was teaching. So I ended up letting the coaching sit on a shelf for about a year, which was just basically consisted of myself doing replans. And eventually, I called back and switched coaches because Teresa's was a bit too complicated. It happened to be with a podcast that you did with Leah Maudlin. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I heard her story and I ended up calling and switching to her, and she taught me how to do her RA. Well, it's not exactly RA, it's OA, and she used some software on how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned that process and actually did pretty well with it. She was a great coach. At the same time, I was continuing with the replans. This is around 2021. And I found a product that started selling really well. I ended up contacting the wholesaler, and this is in the food category. And I was able to get a wholesale account with them. And I ended up switching coaches again while I was doing Leah Maudlin's business model of selling with the software and finding great online products, I also had to recognize that this product that I had was starting to do really well. And so I decided to make a bundle listing out of it. I then contacted your business again and got with Humminbird, which is, I can't say enough good stuff about Humminbird. I know they're a sister company of Silent Sales Team. Right. And honestly, my business would not be where it is today without Humminbird, because they helped me wordmark a specific product that I would sell with a bundle listing. And doing that allowed me to create my own listings with this wholesale product instead of being on the one listing that everybody else was on. And this at the time was ranked about 5,000 in grocery, and there was only one listing. So as soon as I created my bundle listing, this was in January of last year, actually 2023. As soon as I did that, my listing immediately started selling the first day. I remember looking at my phone and I was at the gas station and I saw a sale come through, and it was a listing that I had put up earlier that day. And
beautiful. What a great feeling.
I was really blank when I was creating the listing as far as, is this going to work? Nathan Bailey helped me out with that one, by the way. And at the end, I remember creating the listing with him. He says, who knows, you might hit this one out of the park. And so, yeah, that feeling of looking at your phone and seeing the sales coming in, it was extremely, that's what I was looking for, more or less. I got about four or five sales that day. Over the course of the next 30 days, it went from ranking 100,000 to 70,000 to 50,000 to 30,000. I remember thinking, if I can just get below 20,000, that'd be awesome. Eventually, I got as low as about 3,000 in the food category.
That's incredible. And that's dozens of units a day, isn't it? At that level, how many were you selling?
Hundreds. Well, not hundreds, over 100. Units a day.
And over 100 units a day. Yeah.
This was all merchant fulfilled too. So,
oh my. So you had quite an operation.
Yes, I did. Right here in this office, actually. It's cleaned up now. my wife was a huge help.
Mm-hmm.
The people at USPS and UPS, they know me by name
I
now.
Bet. Yeah.
I went there every day for at least 3 months, 5 months until I had to hire people because it consumed me. I was still working full time too. I still am.
Wow. Yeah.
But I get to work from home, fortunately.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about this bundling concept, because I'm afraid, there may be some new listeners like, what do you say? So one of the strategies we teach around here, we call it bundling, is when you simply mix a well-known recognized product in with some product of your own that adds value to that product. And now you've got a listing that no one else can sell against on Amazon. Because if you're just selling something that anyone can go buy, well, you're going to have some competitors. And that's great. And you can make a lot of money doing that by looking for the underserved listings. We call them test-worthy ASINs on Amazon. Great business model there. I do it. Thousands of us do it. It's a great way to make a lot of money. But if you want to have your own listings that no one else can sell against, so you got to put some unique items in there with other products that you are allowed to sell, create these unique bundles. Our course at provenbrandedbundles.com, which will be added into the Proven Amazon course this spring. I think we've got it slated to be added to the Proven Amazon course family in March or April of 2024. So it's coming. The Proven Amazon course has all of our training modules, including that as of March or April of 2024. That's the latest module, but that's the course that teaches you, provenbrandedbundles.com, how to do what Patrick just mentioned, creating bundles. So yeah, keep going with your story though, man. You're shipping up to 100 a day out of your home office. You've gotten to know the staff really well at your local post office. And I hope you took them some nice treats or something so they all still liked you when this was all over. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. So at that point, I knew I had to hire somebody, because you had to complete your orders for Merchant Fulfilled. Amazon is very strict about getting your order out within a specific amount of time. So there were some nights I didn't go to bed until after midnight, and then I'm waking up about 7 in the morning the next day to start my day job, and it's not sustainable.
So, it's not.
It is not. So it's the whole reason we start a business, or at least part of it, I feel, is to free up our time. And then there's this understanding that there's going to be sacrifice in order to do that. And so I was aware of this, but I also knew that I couldn't sustain it. And so there was someone at my job that was saying their spouse was looking for a part-time job. And they lived in, they weren't a retired home, but they're retired apartments, retiree apartments. And they're very nice retired apartments. And I remember thinking this wouldn't work in an apartment because it just didn't seem feasible to have to carry a product up a flight of stairs and an elevator. And it just seemed messy to me. But I ended up interviewing his spouse and it turned out working out. It turned out good, actually. It ended up working out because they basically, I would take the product to them. They would package it. They'd have the boxes. They'd take the boxes down to the lobby and I would pick them up and take them to UPS. That eventually got to be too much. And I started having UPS come pick up the boxes from the lobby. And I remember the UPS gentleman started saying that we had too many boxes and we needed to call the UPS and create a business account for a bigger truck to come. I was doing about, or we currently are doing about, I guess, 30 to 40 boxes a week, which have about 20 units each in them. So it can add up. And now we have a process. And even their neighbor got involved, actually. He's helping me now, too. So,
oh, are you still using these? You still using these same folks to help your business?
I am. They've been paramount in helping me grow my business.
That's awesome. So what, a couple of years now plus? Well, no, you said January. Well, so we're coming, we just passed our 1 year anniversary. Yeah,
exactly.
That's fantastic.
And I ended up getting a storage unit to have products brought there to the storage unit. I'm trying to get hands-free as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So basically, the product will be delivered to the storage unit. My employees will go and pick it up. They'll take it home, package it, drop it off in the lobby. UPS comes and takes it away. And so that's where I am right now in the business for the year 2023. I am very happy with the results. You definitely go into this with the thought that you want to be successful. You never really know what it's going to take. And looking back, I know it was a lot for me as far as I skimmed over quite a bit, but to have gone through all of that and be here now, it is phenomenal and I am happy with the result.
Well, tell me a little bit about 2023, like your final numbers. I think you were getting ready to share, like, what did all this add up to?
Exactly. So I ended up creating another, with two bundle listings, these numbers that I'm going to give you, basically two products on Amazon. And I ended up finishing the year with about $460,000, I believe, in sales. And I believe my margin was close to 12%. It was a really comfortable margin, but once I started doing storage, employees, and all that, it started shaving down, but I don't mind it a bit because my time has been freed up quite a bit as well.
Yeah, it sounds like all the moving parts are pretty much handled by someone else. Like, what is your time commitment to put, what, you put $50,000+, you know, 60, something like that in the bank, based on what I'm kind of quick math.
Yeah,
how much time how much of your time was involved in that?
For the first part of 2003, I'd say a significant amount. I probably was doing at least 30 hours a week for the first 6 months or so. And then after that, and when I had my employees, when I got my employees, I've never really even tied myself, to be honest with you. I'd have to say no more than 15 hours a week, possibly, that I'm working now. But so I am
part,
starting.
What
to
part
ramp
are you controlling then, Patrick? Is that are you still doing the ordering then, or?
So that's where we're talking about. We're at the present moment. So now I'm looking towards the future, and at this point, I'm working with Hummingbird to create my own private label with this own product, or with this product that I've been doing, and I'm also attempting to allow the wholesale brand to let me manage their Amazon account.
Hey, we'll get back to the show in just a moment, but I want to tell you about a great new sponsor we've brought on around here. It's a guy who actually came from our community many years ago, and he's built a service that now serves hundreds of Amazon sellers. Basically, what they do is they'll receive your returns for you on Amazon. Because, you know, when you sell items on Amazon, a certain percentage are going to be returned for whatever reason. Well, you can have them sent to your house and try to figure out what to do with them, or you can have them sent to the service called Backtrack, and they'll turn it into cash for you. They've been serving many Amazon sellers. Some are huge, some are small. They'd love to have a conversation with you. Go over to silentgym.com/backtrack, all one word, BACKTRACK. silentgym.com/backtrack and see what they have to offer. Stop letting those returns accumulate in a pile. Turn them into cash with an automated system. Go check out Backtrack. Tell them we sent you. Let's get back to today's show.
I'm also attempting to allow the wholesale brand to let me manage their Amazon account.
Okay.
Obviously this product, I've realized it's been quite popular. So the private label was a no-brainer after what we did for 2023. I think if we can get the brand to allow us to manage their Amazon account, that would just be the cherry on the cake. But that's a lot of what I've been working with nowadays, just taking the earnings from 2023 and reinvesting them. So I also got back in touch with Nathan Bailey, and I completed my coaching, finally. The coaching that I got in 2020, about 3 years later, I completed it after I jumped around a few coaches. But I reached out to Nathan just about a week ago and requested additional coaching simply because I'm at the point in my business where the employees are great, but now I'm just starting to see the opportunity in front of me is just requiring a bit more than my experience allows, such as getting the partnership with the brand and managing their account and growing their brand. And that comes with a lot of things not everybody else thinks of, because I know when I was speaking with them, they more or less understood it as just selling on Amazon. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, it's marketing on TikTok. It's creating an account on Walmart. It's figuring out how to best market an Instagram or a Facebook, and that's a lot of stuff not most small brands know how to do.
Right.
So I'm starting to see myself venture more towards the marketing side of this.
Yeah, and you're absolutely more than qualified, as are virtually all of our students who've had a degree of success with the proven Amazon course strategies. You're talking about, well, we around here, we've got our own lingo, right? This is the PPP, Proven Product Partnering. There's a website, provenproductpartnering.com, but that entire module is included in the Proven Amazon Course library of content. Provenamazoncourse.com has a list of a bunch of it. There's dozens of modules in there. One of them is the PPP, which helps you, as you just described, Patrick, approach brands with confidence and say, hey, let me help represent you on Amazon. Let me help expand your sales. Let me help you get a better presence there. And it's a great way to diversify your income with Amazon. So we love that business model. We've got plenty of people in our community. I'm sure you know this, Patrick, but for the listener's sake, that's the only model they do now, is help struggling brands, which there's hundreds of thousands of them out there. They haven't figured out Amazon yet, and you help them figure it out. And who better to do that than the guy who's been successfully selling that product for a significant period of time? You're probably one of their biggest POs that they get each, or one of the biggest invoices that they get each month is your sales, right? So why not work with the guy who seems to know what he's doing? It makes total sense. And that sounds like a great strategy. So you're automating and systemizing this bundle business. You got a good team. You're turning over all the aspects of that to this team. So now you've got a nice cash flowing asset. You're pouring some of that money into finding new bundle opportunities, spending some time looking for brands that maybe you can support. And I'll tell you this, Patrick, once you have one brand that knows, likes, and trusts you, that opens up a whole can of worms where they're just going to be lining up wanting to talk to you. And the clients are everywhere. People doing that model are having tremendous success. But it's a more relational model, right? You're building relationships with people. You're talking to them. You're strategizing. And like you said, it's not just about Amazon. Although plenty of people do, I can tell you this. They focus on just Amazon. They don't do any Instagram or TikTok or those other things. They just help them maximize Amazon results. And that's tremendous value. But you can do a lot of other marketing things too and have fun. Expand your catalog of services that you offer to these clients. So yeah, it's going to be a fun road for you. Yeah. What else is on your docket with this company, with this brand? I mean, you were only talking a handful of ASINs right now, right? Did you say it's still just two ASINs?
I have a third one that's not as popular. I say not as popular, but I'm sure I'm happy to have it. It's Hummingbird, as I mentioned, has been really helpful with working with me. I know Mike and the artist Nick are very talented, and they drew up an extremely awesome label. And as far as working with Nathan Bailey, like I said, I called back Silent Sales team about a week ago and asked for more coaching, which is something that I would say is paramount as far as my business has come, because I've always reinvested the money back into my business. I felt that I was going to continue to go with this company because so far you all have helped me get me to where I am. Not only that, I wanted to say I have my taxes with you guys too. You guys have a sister tax company.
Yeah, through Hummingbird.
A sister insurance company, or at least one that I heard about in your group. So you all have been a one-stop shop for my business. I don't think I would have trusted anybody else to help me as far as private labeling or going into getting my brand, I guess, having to do all the legal documents, because I did look as far as in my area, as far as branding goes. And I just, as far as looking them up, I just felt like it was really hard to trust anybody. So having your group has been extremely helpful.
I love to hear that. And you've talked about Hummingbird a couple times. I want to spell it for people because their instinct might be to just spell it like it sounds, Hummingbird, but that's not the website. It's Hummingbird, Hummingbird.com. And yeah, it's a service we started out of necessity to serve this community. Because like you said, we wanted to have a trusted tax service, trademark, brand registry, graphic design, all those things that go into building a successful business as you start to scale, those services that you might have to go look for elsewhere. We thought, hey, let's just bring in the best of the best, charge great low fees for services so people don't have to shop around, and create our own little entity that delivers those kind of services. And that was Nathan's idea, and it's come together beautifully. We've got some real talent in there. And so we bring the qualified candidates to very talented providers. So they don't have to market themselves. That saves them a lot of money, keeps your fees low because the marketing's already done. Like you said, the trust factor is huge. So they've basically got a nice line of highly qualified candidates to work with. They can charge them less money and still do well because they have zero marketing budget, basically, which is it's a nice arrangement for everyone involved. But yeah, they've done a great job. Many, many really solid brands have been launched, but you don't hear us talk about private label around here that much, Patrick, simply because new sellers have no business jumping into that arena. We just don't like to see them do it. But once you've got that momentum, now it makes so much sense to start trying to get your own stuff rolling out there and you know, tapping into some of these relationships, carving out your own niche. Yeah, outstanding. Well, yeah, I appreciate you kind of giving us a little peek inside of what you put together. And it really can be that easy. Branded bundling doesn't have to be complex at all. I think the people who do well with it aren't afraid to experiment. And it does take a little bit more time and effort and energy getting your trademark and things to do it the right way. But that's what we considered a slightly more advanced strategy. We start everyone with replens, and just like you did. And it's a viable business. That's great. But some people don't stay there. And that I love that about your story. Well, what else you want to share about your story? Was there, you've given us a lot to think about. And I think people are going to really enjoy what you shared today, but was there anything else on your mind? Any tips or strategies or anything else that you wanted to be sure to get out there before we start to wrap this one up?
I think if, as far as anybody looking to do bundles, I'd say always reinvest in your bundle and continue to make it better. It's basically your brand. That's your product. And you can look at the reviews and see specifically what it needs and just try to offer value. One tip that I like to share is, I guess, value TikTok has. And you don't have to have something explode on TikTok in order to take advantage of it. You can put an insert card with a TikTok link on there or a QR code and basically explain your product or thank people for your product in a TikTok video. That way, when somebody gets your product, they look at the insert card, they then scan the QR code, go to the TikTok video that you created, and then that creates, or that allows the TikTok algorithm to boost that video, which will create more popularity for your product. And then it's like a feedback effect, more or less. More people will buy your product.
So call that like a flywheel. Happy clients clicking the link, seeing the video, learning how to use the product, which boosts you in the TikTok algorithm, or it could be YouTube or whatever, right? But you've got those viewers coming, experiencing, which boosts you in the algorithm, which brings new viewers to your video because you're sending a constant stream of viewers from your community. It's a brilliant idea. Absolutely. You can put that QR code right on your product even if you wanted to and have that point wherever you want, right? So lots of creative strategies like that once you have your own products. I love that side of marketing and growing a community around a brand. Yeah, Nathan gets really excited about these things, and rightfully so. It's a fun thing to see your own brand take shape and get some momentum in the marketplace. Yeah, great tip, man. I love it.
Other than that, I mean, only advice I can give is the same advice I kept hearing when I would listen to the podcast when I was first starting off, is just continue moving forward. You're going to face hard times. And I definitely did. I know at the beginning of 2023, I looked at my business bank account and I was almost zeroing out. Granted, I never went into debt or got any credit cards for this business. I saved up money. I kept making mistakes, but I didn't stop. And it was worth having all those mistakes come into play. I learned a lot, but the important thing was I didn't give up. And that's super important when you're first starting out, because there are days, even still when I do this business, if I have a low sales day, I've just had to teach myself to just go with the flow. It's going to be like that some days. It's more about the long run, and it eventually will happen if you continue trying.
Yeah. There's a lot of opportunity out there. Persistence is a big deal, right? Well, what's your goals for 2024? Like, if you had to pick a sales goal, what do you think is possible this year?
So let's do a quick recap of my sales years. In 2019, was the year I first started out. I did about 24,000 in sales. And then 2020, the following year, I did about 50,000. And then the year after that, I did about 120,000. And then just last year, I finished with about 460,000. So now I'm pretty sure I can do 600K in sales this year. I'd be happy with that. Anything more, definitely be happy with that, but I'm hoping to do 600K this year. And I feel like the following year I can push it to 800 or the 1 million mark. I just feel like this year is going to be okay, but I feel like the following year is going to be another level for me.
Yeah.
I feel like I can do it too
as well. As you build systems, pick up a client, maybe you'll pick up 2, 3, 4 clients. The first one's the hardest. After that, you know what you're doing. You've got the credibility and experience, and you could have an agency that's making money along with sales on Amazon as well, right? Those like complementary income streams. Fantastic. Yeah, 600 sounds very realistic to me. based on what you're telling me. I think you could even be a little more aggressive than that as a potential, assuming you've got the capital to put into your business, but just rolling over the profits should be sufficient to get you there to 600-800 this year, I would think, based on the trajectory of what you've had happen so far. Super excited, man. And it sounds to me too, without diving into it live on air, that this brand that starting to really like you, that you have an affinity for, do they have any other products besides the one that's doing really well? I would think, different shapes, different weights, different flavors or whatever, like, let's mix it up, create some multi-packs and that sort of thing. That could be huge. I don't know how many ASINs they have, but there's always room for more ASINs on a hot selling product. And that can really compound their results as well. So I'd be eager, maybe talk to you offline a little bit if you want about that strategy, but you're on the right trail, man. I love it.
Yes, they definitely do have additional products, and that's something that I'm working on with Humminbird right now with Mike and Nick, as far as already getting another UTC out there for another product. And so at this point, I mean, it's all a matter of how diligently and fast we can work, and sky's the limit as far as building the brand, since the popularity is there already. And as you mentioned, there are other products out there. As I said, I'm still working full time during this whole little process. Right. I took off a year. It wasn't for me at that time. If my business had been doing the way it is now, I would have definitely stayed. Sure. I've not gone back to work, but I work from home, and it's extremely easy as far as I get off work and then I can work on my business afterwards. Mm-hmm. My like at home setup, as you can see behind me. And I did talk to my boss and let him know I may eventually need to do 4-day work weeks, because I mean, the job is great. The money's decent with my job doing medical billing. The medical insurance is great. I will say that I work for the state, and I know that's a difficult thing a lot of people run into when they do full-time entrepreneurial life. So that's another reason. But yeah, I definitely am falling more and more into the entrepreneurial world. And I feel myself kind of being able to possibly step back or a little bit away from my job in the near future.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. I think you're on that trajectory as well. The rewards so far exceed any of the challenges that you'll encounter once you've got the momentum that you have. I would say I've advised, couples on this topic before. And typically I say you need to come up with a number. How many months worth of reserves do we need to have in the bank? And whoever names the highest number wins that argument. We're not going to debate it, right? You say you would like to have 9 months, and your wife's more aggressive, like, oh, we only need 4. Let's get 9 months of reserves, right? So everyone's comfortable. And then jump, man, make the leap, and you will not regret it. There's so much opportunity out there. And the fact that you're spending full-time hours at a job that it doesn't represent your future necessarily, you do want to have a plan to move away from that responsibly when the time is right. And I can tell you this too, we've helped many people and seen many people navigate the whole insurance and benefits and all of that. You know, when you're making twice or three times the money that you were at your real job, you have options. There's a lot of options out there. And our family has used like non-traditional medical bill sharing for a couple, 25 years at this point, something like that, 24 years. We've used, there's non-traditional options out there that are really, really good. Don't let those kind of little challenges or mental blocks keep you from making the leap when the time is right. I'm not trying to talk you anything sooner than you guys are ready, obviously, but those are the kind of things that go into processing, is the time right? I want to get that boat nice and close to the shore before you make a leap. But from my vantage point, you're already parked at the dock, man. You're good. You're pretty good to go with what you got working right now. So I'm excited to see where you guys are even like say a year from now. Are you planning to come to the conference in Orlando by any chance? Well, I don't think we talked about that yet.
I think I might. Nathan was telling me about it, and I've been wanting to go for the past couple of years. I know from May 22nd through 26th in Orlando at SeaWorld.
Yeah, it's 23rd through 25th. Yeah, May 23rd through 25th, right by SeaWorld. in Orlando. Yeah, you would absolutely love it. The website is theprovenconference.com. If Nate hasn't offered you complimentary tickets yet, I'm doing it right now.
He did.
If you can make it, did he? Okay, good. Because we love getting our podcast guests to our live events because it's just going to be an electric atmosphere. You're going to have people coming up to you and saying, hey, I saw your episode. You were very inspirational. And it's going to open up opportunities for you, great friendships, connections. And it just, it's, you know, electric is the word that's popped in my head. It's just such a great environment. You know, a lot of people come in a day or two early, stay a day or two late because it's just so awesome. Business ideas, strategies, great connections.
Right.
And everyone benefits. So yeah, you really need to figure out a way to be there if at all possible. Love to have you there, man.
I'm pretty sure I can work it out. I have to check with my wife to see if she'll be able to come. She's full-time school and part-time, doing a part-time practicum with her school right now, getting her master's in school psychology. So she's got her hands full, sure. But I believe I may be able to make it. I just have to see where the schedule is at that point in time. I told Nathan, I mean, it sounds awesome. Who doesn't like talking about their business? And
right.
Currently the only people like that get a full dose is either my barber or my wife. And they're
they get tired of it after a while.
Tired of, exactly. So
yeah. Well, I have two quick thoughts on that. You know, talking about, you know, wearing people out, talking about your business. One of the things I teach typically on day one, I've said it for several years now, is I want you walk around this entire event, the entire time you're here, asking your other fellow business building warriors, how's business? Because it's so nice to have someone ask you that, because we tend to wear out our friends and family talking about it when they don't want us talking about it. But here we want to hear about it. So ask people, how's business? Right. And the other thing is my wife actually does a couple sessions. They're the same. She'll do it a couple times at the event for the slightly less entrepreneurial spouse, which most couples have one of those. You've got one that's like all in business. You know, basically it's the one who's always saying, could we talk about something besides business? She has a session for that person, right? And they just have a great time of it, talking about, you know, how to be the cheerleader and how to support your spouse with their 3 a.m. ideas that they wake you up and tell you about. Like, what's it like to be married to that person, right? So they always have a really good time with that. So we say bring your spouses. And that's a free session, by the way, for the listeners today. You and your wife are invited free already, Patrick. But for the listeners, if you bring your spouse and they're not entrepreneurial, they just want to attend maybe the opening session, which is free to everybody, as well as my wife's sessions. Those are actually free to everyone as well. And they certainly can without going to all the boring business meetups, right? So we love doing that because every year it's just great reports come from that. So I think your wife might enjoy that if she can make it. Sounds like she's pretty busy, but just throwing that out there for everyone else as well. But man, it's great hanging out with you today, buddy. Anything else on your mind? Not cutting you off, but we've used up a lot of your time today and I really appreciate it. We've gone a little over.
No, just more or less. Wanted to thank you and your community. As far as you mentioning your wife and putting on that specific event or part of the event, I've heard you mention that before, and I've always thought like that would be great for my wife. But granted, she's been super supportive over the years, and she still sells on Mercari. And
right. Sells she was doing it before you
clothing.
Were.
Yes, she was. She started it. It's the whole thing that basically piqued my interest, but she's still doing it, and she'll have about a couple sales a week, and I'm there with the 100 sales a day running to the post office.
Right.
She's been super supportive, and so has the community. And if anybody's like me and just browsed around the community and just kind of is not sure or hesitant, I mean, this is the place to do it. If you've already done it somewhere else and you feel like you can't trust the group, I mean, this one has been one of the most trustworthy groups I've seen. Well, the most trustworthy group. I wouldn't have invested so much in your community had I thought any different. And it's definitely ended up working out.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate that endorsement there. And yeah, looking forward to continuing to work with you. And we love seeing students. You know, part of your story I loved today is, It shows the longevity of the commitment that we make to our coaching students. It's not like, hey, you better use up your coaching sessions fast or they're gone. No, that's not what we do here. if you took long breaks in between, you took time off, you had other things, you know, that were keeping you busy, and we continued right on serving and being available and helping you as you pivoted. So that's what we do here, man. And I love that part of your story today. But well, I think that's a good place to wrap up. It's been really cool hanging out with you. Tell your wife, I said, hey, would love to see the two of you in Orlando, if at all possible. Maybe if it's just you come down for part of it or for the whole thing. But yeah, looking forward to seeing you in person. And thanks for all the value you provided today, Patrick.
Absolutely, Jim. Likewise, I truly appreciate what you and this community, as far as how y'all have been paramount in my business and my life. I really appreciate it. And so couldn't thank y'all enough.
Thank you so much for that. I truly appreciate that, buddy. Well, let me talk to the listeners for just a moment. We'll wrap this episode up. We've been hanging out with Patrick today, who's another proven Amazon Core student, also a coaching student. If this is something that's interesting to you, there's links to all of that, plus our free Facebook group at silentgym.com. There's a link to the proven Amazon course, to our coaching, to our free Facebook group, where you can see a couple thousand success stories posted in our group. And you can hear hundreds of interviews like this with our successful students. We just share very transparently what the journey is like. We talk through the stories. And each time I know I learn some new things. Hopefully you do too, as a listener to this show. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Patrick, one last time, man. I'll talk to you soon. Hope to see you in Orlando. Okay, my friend.
Excellent. Sounds good, Jim. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend. And to the listeners today, we'll have another great episode for you very soon. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you for listening to Silent Sales Machine Radio. Visit silentgym.com for a link to our free newsletter, our free Facebook group, and all of our resources mentioned on today's show.